With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. A Missoula man was killed by an avalanche outside of West Yellowstone in Idaho Saturday. 46-year-old Raymond John Moe and three companions were riding motorized snow bikes up a drainage to the south of Rays Peak outside of Island Park in the Centennial Range and triggered a slide above them. Doug Chabot, director of the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center, says this is the second avalanche fatality in the area in 2 weeks.
So right now, especially in these southern areas, I'm really recommending that people are, you know, they kind of notch it back a little, and that this is not the time to be getting onto big slopes. This is not the time to be trying to high mark peaks or anything. And what we're also seeing is that small avalanches that are triggered from low on the slope can be deadly.
Chabot says the avalanche that buried Moe was 600 feet wide, 300 feet long, and 2.5 feet deep. All four men in the party wore beacons and carried shovels and probes. Moe also wore an avalanche airbag, but it was not deployed. His friends were able to locate and free him of the snow. They performed CPR and a life flight responded, but Moe could not be resuscitated. Chabot says this is the nation's seventh avalanche fatality this season. The Gallatin Avalanche Center posts avalanche forecasts every morning. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.